This is fine.
Do you realize that the past, starting from yesterday, has already been abolished? If it survives anywhere, it's in a few solid objects with no words attached to them, like that lump of glass there. Already we know most literally nothing about the revolution and the years before the revolution. Every record has been destroyed or falsified. Every book has been rewritten. Every picture has been repainted. Every statue and street and building has been renamed. Every date has been altered. All that process is continuing day by day and minute by minute. History has stopped. Nothing exists except an endless present in which the party is always right. So that's, of course, George Orwell's 1984. How did they get to that point as a people where they accepted just out and out lies? They accepted the erasing of history right in their faces. And it's happening right now. So while everybody is distracted about things that are going on the other side of the planet, a place that many of them have never been before themselves, and so they can only know about what that is based upon a corrupt mainstream media that we can't trust at all, and a world where every piece of media from video to audio to pictures can be altered in real time. In the background of that, they're changing everything here in our country. So many executive orders are being signed and so many things are happening. You can't really keep up with one thing long enough for it to sink in half an inch deep so that you could really think about how's that going to affect society? How's that going to affect the reality I live in? Well, this is one of those things that kind of came and went, and I saw it, but I didn't really go look into it or dig into it. Last year, Trump signed an executive order titled Restoring Truth and Sanity to American History, which sounds great as a title. As a title, that sounds, we should have truth and sanity, right? That is not what it means. Because if you get down here, there's this big, long, drawn-out thing about how over the past decade, Americans have witnessed a concerted and widespread effort to rewrite our nation's history, replacing objective facts with a distorted narrative driven by ideology rather than truth, and claiming there's a revisionist movement that's seeking to undermine the remarkable achievements of the U.S. by casting its founding principles and historical milestones in a negative light. And instead of it being about the nation's legacy of liberty and individual rights and human happiness, it's now being reconstructed as inherently racist, sexist, and oppressive, and otherwise irredeemably flawed. The answer to that, if you scroll down here to Section 4, Restoring Truth in American History, it says here under Section 3 that the Secretary of the Interior shall take action as appropriate and consistent with applicable law to ensure that all public monuments, memorials, statues, markers, and similar properties within the Department of Interior's jurisdiction do not contain depictions, descriptions, or other content that inappropriately disparages Americans past or living, including persons living in colonial times, and instead focus on the greatness of the achievements and progress of the American people, or with respect to natural features, the beauty, abundance, and grandeur of the landscape. And everything else is supposed to go.
I like how the government still wants to tell you what to do, even when you go out into nature, when you go to the land. They want to control the signs. They want to control what you think about when you're out there just taking a breath. Finally get out of town, go out to enjoy the land. Government still wants to tell you how to think about your limited time out in nature, enjoying the actual world.
And so you have all this history that is in these national parks and national lands. They are now going through and taking down history that might disparage people who are dead. In the United States, you can't libel or slander a deceased person. They don't have a legal right to harm because they don't have a living reputation So disparaging a dead person is not a thing in the eyes of the law. And it says here, as appropriate and consistent with the law, but I don't expect everyone who works for the National Park Service to understand that. But it is known that you can't, like, the family members of a dead person cannot sue if you say something negative about a dead person because they don't like it that you said that. Because there's no, that's not a thing in our law system. But he is ordering, they're ordering that the park take down anything that would disparage any Americans, past or living. So what you end up with now, and there's a map here called the Missing History of Our National Parks, and you could zoom in. There's hundreds of sites and hundreds of things that they're trying to remove from these parks that tell history that is inconvenient, things that are negative that have happened. I'm going to show you a few examples. I'm not going to go through all of this because it's hundreds. It's probably thousands, actually, seems like, of items within, because some of these one location can have 30 plus items that they have problems with that they're trying to take down right now or edit that stuff out because it disparages people. So I would be here all day if I went through all of them, but I've gone through a bunch because I'll show you this. Somebody posted 7.5 gigs of this information. They say it's a whistleblower that posted this. I don't know, but there's 7.5 gigs of this information about the targets for removal from the national parks. And someone posted this in several places on the internet anonymously. And it says that they're dismantling trusted sources of science and history, which makes an agenda of lies easier. It says profiting from coal and oil is much easier if the impacts of fossil fuels are censored at sites like Muir Woods, Glacier Park, the Everglades. It's easier to illegally detain people if we forget the true stories of Japanese American incarceration in World War II, because they're trying to censor that too, etc., right? If they can just change everything, then you don't know about it. But that's the problem with America, because our history is very dark. There's a lot of bad that's happened here. And we can take the national park sign down about that and try to lie to ourselves that it never happened, but it doesn't really make it not happen. And some of these sites that they have here, I mean, the whole site itself is where a massacre occurred. That's the reason it's a site within the national park system, or Manzanar, which is where they interned Japanese American citizens during World War II. The whole reason that's a park is because it was the internment camp and you go there to learn about that. So there's not a way to make that nicer. You can't fluff that up. You can't fluff up taking Japanese Americans during World War II and forcing them into re-education camps against their will. There's not a way to do that that doesn't disparage somebody, okay? Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, we're not all 5 years old, and you can't do this to history. It doesn't work. This stuff doesn't go away. It just doesn't. There's no way to, you can take the signs down, but it's the name of the place, okay? Like, here's an example. Sand Creek Massacre National Historic Site. That's the whole point of the site being there is that there was a massacre there, and you go and you learn about that, and you learn about the Cheyenne and Arapaho people, and you learn about volunteer soldiers attacking a peaceful encampment. That is what you learn about. If you take all that down, why would there even be a place there? What are you going to call it? What are you going to do? What, you're just going to call it a site and then have no information? I mean, this is how ridiculous it gets. It gets so ridiculous. Here's an example to show you how ridiculous. Harper's Ferry. Harper's Ferry National Historic Park. If you don't know about Harper's Ferry and the John Brown slave raid, if you don't know that history, well...
But I'll just say Icarus, okay? If you know what I mean, great. If you don't, it doesn't matter. But you should probably read more.
If you go into this map and you click on these things, it gives you the notes of what people are writing at the park about what they're changing and stuff. Come down here. Like, let me just read this to you. So you have a Civil War driving tour with a publication that includes quotes about secession documents. And it says, John Brown Raiders handout. This document refers to townspeople using the body of a dead insurrectionist for target practice. Does this denigrate the townspeople? We can reword it. They threw his body into the river and continued to fire shots at it. See what I'm saying? It's kind of hard to take, there's no way to write that. Like, there's no way to write that and not denigrate somebody. John Brown's raid timeline. This document states a drunken mob murders an insurrectionist. Does this denigrate the townspeople? We can reword it to, some townspeople enraged by the mayor's death kill William Thompson and toss his body into the Potomac. Life and Times of John Brown. This document states a mob murders an abolitionist. Does this denigrate the murderers? That's a question that they wrote in here. Like, are we denigrating the murderers? Can you help us out? How do we write this history so we don't denigrate the murderers? I'm going to give you a big fat clue. You don't. There's not a way. But it gets worse because down here at the bottom, it says, we can reword it to abolitionist editor Elijah Lovejoy is murdered for his views. He is murdered. We're going to just do passive voice now so we can erase the people who murdered him. Because you don't get murdered, right, without there being a murderer. It's not, you can't just, that's a different word. We're talking about a whole different vocabulary if we're going to be doing this. Like, you can't say someone is murdered without there being a murderer. Like, you might not know who it is. Are we going to start pretending we don't know who these people are? There's no way to not denigrate a murderer. At the Grand Tetons National Park, there's a whole section here where they're trying to figure out what to do about Gustavus Doan, because there's a section on how he's a challenging figure because he did explorations. He did natural park contributions. So he did do those good things, but he also served in the army and participated in what is now known as the Maria's Massacre, in which the army killed over 170 Blackfeet, including many women, elders, and children. It was mostly women, children, and old people that he murdered in their sleep, and spoke fondly of this attack and wrote about it and bragged about it for the rest of his life. I mean, that is something that he did. So this is a person who participated in the murdering of a whole bunch of women and children. There's not a way to describe this man without denigrating him, because he denigrated himself. We can lie to ourselves to rewrite our history, but that's not really restoring truth. That's actually just painting over truth with lies and calling it truth in the most Orwellian way possible. And if it was just, like, there were some signs I saw in there that were pretty heavy-handed on the climate change narrative or something. I mean, if that's what we were talking about, I could see where there's a dispute on some of that. So, but this here, this guy wrote about it himself. He wrote about it himself. He denigrated himself. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, this man was proud of participating in a massacre and murdering women and children. There's not a, unless you just literally whitewash the history with just erasing that part of it completely, there's not a way to restore truth to the Grand Teton National Park by removing this information. What you're actually doing is removing context. You're actually just removing the truth. And that's what we're seeing in this executive order's application time and time and time again. Muir Woods is another example. John Muir, yeah, National Parks guy, absolutely. Also known racist and was friends with a lot of people who were part of the early eugenics movement in the United States. That's just the reality. He referred to Indians as dirty savages. This is the kind of stuff he said. That's who he was. You can't dress that up and make it be like, no, all he ever said was the woods are calling and I must go. I love everyone. Everyone's great. Like, he was a complex figure. We can't just pretend that that's not who he was. It's who he was. Unless we just want to all pretend we're 5 years old and lie to ourselves about the shades of gray in a person and act like everyone was just this pristine cartoon character. And there's a whole sign that's been put up that has a whole bunch of information about all of this stuff, where it talks about this history of eugenics and controlled breeding and racial superiority and all of that stuff, because it's all interwoven in this history. It's just a part of it. And in the ultimate irony, okay, on the sign for this that says all this stuff, it actually says in here, what do omissions in the historic narrative reveal about our society? How does knowing more shape your perspective on the past and the future? What it should say now is, how does knowing less do that? because that's what they're doing. I mean, some of these, they don't even make any sense. I'm not even sure what the reason was. Like, for example, there's a sign here in Big Bend National Park about a volcanic landscape. And it talks about how, you know, there was the distant Chisos Mountains, which are remnant of a volcano. Then it later talks about how even though the volcano is no longer active, the ancient mountain eroded and now forms the core of the Chisos Mountains. Like, I don't know. Is it because they use the word eroded? Like, I don't even know what the reason is why this one can't be there. Is it because it says the age of dinosaurs? Is that what we're not talking about? I don't know. And they don't know. And they're not telling why they want this sign taken down. They're just taking it down. I don't know. Some of them are really obvious, you know. But others of these, like, for example, in the, is it the Tamuquin Preserve? I don't even know if I'm saying that right. But there's a plantation. There's Kingsley Plantation at this preserve in Florida. There are slave cabins that have been preserved that are on this plantation and a bunch of history of these people who were there that were slaves. And they have marked all of this for review to be taken down because it's depictions of slavery. It's depictions of enslaved women having their children taken from them and the horrid conditions they were enduring. There are artifacts there like ankle racks that were used on people, people being whipped and stuff. I mean, there's basically depictions of all of this stuff, and there's artifacts from the time period of when that stuff was going on. Because the park itself has actual slave cabins still on the property. I mean, are you gonna bulldoze the cabins? Like, what are we doing? I mean, are we just deleting it all together? Because you can't, there's not a way to talk about slavery. I guess they're going to erase the slavery because it's denigrating that those people owned slaves. So they'll just say they were able to do all this stuff by themselves without any slave labor at all. And it was an amazing progress for America. I mean, I guess, I don't know. How are they going to have this without having that history? Shouldn't we keep the history so we can learn from it? Shouldn't we make sure that history is there so that we know why this was bad so we don't do it again as a people? I'm not saying it has to be shoved in your face every 2 seconds, but deleting it seems particularly odious. I don't see what good could come from trying to erase whole sections of our history and pretend like those things just didn't occur. How do you learn from history if they're erasing it in front of your face? Here's another one I came across. Hubble Trading Post National Historic Sites. They want to remove a publication that teaches you about how there used to be millions of these churro sheep, which were a type of sheep used by the Navajo people. There were millions and millions of these sheep. And then there was a New Era deal in the 40s where they reduced these sheep and they nearly extincted them. There were, by the 70s, there were fewer than 500 of these sheep left. It was done very purposefully. It was reported widely at the time. And there's a historic site where they talk about this and you learn about that. You learn about what happened to these sheep that we used to have, which they're trying to bring back, just by the way. They're trying to bring these sheep back and they've been doing programs to bring them back. But the point is there's a publication that talks about the forced reduction of these sheep almost to extinction. The park itself still owns several heads of the sheep that are used for interpretation. And it's flagged for review, like they just want to not teach about that. We're just not going to learn about it. Don't you think that maybe we should learn about how the government runs disastrous programs that are targeting specific groups of farmers economically? Because that's really what it was. They were targeting the economic independence of the people who were still farming these sheep. I mean, that's, you can dress it up however you want and call it a new deal, but it's the same deal. And the deal is that the government does really horrible things all the time. So of course they'd want to cover up their own crimes, but it's just like so obvious if you look at this, why they're removing this. And once I looked that up, then I had to ask myself about the buffalo, because we all know that the buffalo was also another one of these things where it was hunted almost to extinction on purpose. Side note really quick, but I just learned that apparently there were never any buffalo in the United States or North America. It was always the bison. That buffalo are native to Africa and Asia. So, but it got mistranslated when people first came here. And sure enough, Wichita Mountains Wildlife Refuge in Oklahoma has a environmental education center. And there is an exhibit about the Hall of Shame that documents the near extinction of the American bison. And they want to flag that for removal. Because, and I quote, while the verbiage is factual, the title was flagged as potentially disparaging past Americans. So we're also going to remove that too, I guess. We're just going to like, we're just going to lie to ourselves, everyone, about what actually happened. I guess the bison just flew away one day. They just all flew away off into space, just flying space bison or whatever, right? But other things are even more ridiculous, like Death Valley, for example. In Death Valley, there is a native tribe known as the Timbisha Shoshone. They actually passed a law a few decades ago that transferred 7,800 acres from the Death Valley National Park to the tribe, including a 314-acre parcel at Furnace Creek, which is inside the park that encompasses the Timbisha Village sites. So Death Valley is the first and only U.S. national park that has now returned some of the land to the indigenous inhabitants that originally were there. They put homeland of the Timbisha Shoshone at the bottom of the park's entry signage because they're literally inside the park. They live in there, okay? They're still there today. They live there. And the Trump administration wants to delete the language that acknowledges that this tribe is there from the visitor center. They want to delete there's like a thing in the visitor center that tells you about the tribe's informational area. And they want to delete that language. And when they interviewed the tribal historic preservation officer about this, the person straight up said, I don't think they understand that we're in the middle of the national park. Like, we live there. You can't delete us. We live there. We live there. You can't really delete us. We fucking live there. This is so stupid. This is so stupid. This is like, you want to talk about dumbing people down. This is literally dumbing it. This is so idiocracy level of stupid right here. It really is. There's no way to delete the things that have occurred on this land. They tried that once before when the country was founded, and guess what? It still didn't work, because here we are with all this history that can't be, like, they're trying to erase it again, I guess, but they tried to erase it already. It never worked the first time. This doesn't work. Erasing history doesn't work. Here's another sign that I just happened to come across in the files, which the files are not separated out, the raw files, by locations, but this is a battery on Point Peter. It's talking about the War of 1812 in here, and it talks about how the British promised to respect the townspeople and their possessions in St. Mary's, but their word was quickly broken as they plundered the stores, homes, and church and took unarmed citizens as prisoners of war. This particular attack here happened after the word came from Ghent that the war had ended, so actually this attack was unwarranted, and they left this town in shambles. The war was actually over, but they just didn't know. And so they destroyed a town for no reason because the war had already ended. But they're going to take this sign down because it denigrates the British. Like, we can't even tell ourselves the truth about anything having to do with our actual history of this country. Even the fact that we fought a war with the British, because we can't denigrate them in the War of 1812. Like, what are they going to do? We can't be making people who did bad things feel bad about the bad things they did in the past. But we might be making someone feel bad who's dead. Their dead body is in the ground rotting, and it feels the little particles of what's left of their eroded corpse feels bad. That is so rude. How can you possibly? That is so mean of you. You are hurting their fifis. How dare you? How dare you? We can't just have any adults in the room, right? We're just not allowed to have any adults left in the room. Just none. Because, I mean, you can't make the British feel bad about the War of 1812. Like, there's not anybody alive today who was alive during the War of 1812. If they are, they've lived a very, very long life and are probably impervious to any commentary on that, okay? if someone is sitting around trying to take it personal that somebody said something about someone in the War of 1812, we should not bend the laws of reality to that person. If that's who they want to be in this world, then we should actually, the entire world should just make fun of them. That's what I think. Because that's a stupid thing to get upset about. That is dumb, really. Like, get a life, for real. Have something. There's more important things going on right now than you getting offended about a war that happened, like, 2 centuries ago. Can we just all agree on that, maybe? I don't know. Like, I'm so over this whole time period of it's so stupid. I can't talk about it without my chest catching on almost literal fire, for real. It feels like a burning sensation inside of my body. It just makes me so heinously angry. I don't want to sound like a PMS witch. I just feel, seriously though, like, what in the hell? Because we spent the entire Biden administration being lectured on safe spaces and hurting people's feelings by the right, who was like, oh, you guys need to grow up. And now look at this. This is like taking that whole phenomenon of safe spaces and coddling adults like they're little babies and stuff. This is like that on steroids and crack in an opium den. That is what this is like, okay? It's worse. It's so infinitely worse. And if you can't see that, then I don't know what else to tell you. You probably shouldn't even be watching my videos. But like, for real though, this is bad. It's so dumb. It's like we're just hurting ourselves. We're just hurting ourselves over and over and over. Well, we aren't. I'm not doing it. You're not doing this. Idiots are doing this. This is what idiots do. There's not enough safe spaces in the world to change the history of this particular country and make it pleasant. There have been great, amazing things accomplished here, but there have been dark, horrifying, entire horror films of things that have occurred here. It's all things. It's all things, guys. And you can't just have one without the other. It just isn't how anything works. You wouldn't know what light was if there wasn't darkness. That's just how it is. That's just how things are. I just, you know, like, we can't live in a magic coddled Truman Show world of everything being good all the time without facing reality. Because that's not reality. And there's something about that that I feel is infinitely more horrifying than just the truth. Why are we so scared of ourselves? I would rather know. I would rather know the truth about things than be spoon-fed some pre-chewed chunk of tasteless mush that has no substance at all, no context. Ugh. It feels like just, on top of everything else, this too. What's next, you know? Like, maybe the guy will just film himself taking a dump on the White House lawn, too. Just right there in the open, just full on, drop trow. Because what else is there left to do? Everything is shitty. It's so shitty.
Everything about him is dumb.
Because our history is dark. It is bloody. There were bad people who did bad things. And the reason we talk about that is so that we can learn lessons from that. But apparently we're at the point now where we're not going to learn anything anymore from history. We're just going to delete and whitewash it and let it go.
A small but specially trained group of workers is responsible for the vital records that affect the lives of every American. The National Archives may contain documents of the life of the humblest citizen, as well as mementos of our greatest figures. Actions and accounts are on file here that would stretch miles into the past, a past that at any moment is likely to turn into the future. In these files may be the proof that will identify a missing person, or that will establish a fact of American history that may be under dispute.
Kristen Pringle, MPCA Senior Vice President for the Government Affairs, in an online statement said the administration is suppressing truth, facts, and science at our national parks, and this should alarm every single American. This dangerous campaign to erase history and science is a tremendous insult to the national parks we know and love. It's not just an insult to the national parks. It's an insult to every single person here and their intelligence. And I find it the height of irony that this president is building a gold ballroom, which I can only think is a reference to The Shining. I'm sure someone will say Versailles or they'll say something else, but The Shining hits much closer to home. He's building a gold ballroom, and now he's trying to keep America clean.
The loser has to keep America clean. How's that? All right. You're gonna lose.
Right? Just like in the movie The Shining, when they say, yes, this sits on the site of an Indian burial ground.
The site is supposed to be located on an Indian burial ground, and I believe they actually had to repel a few Indian attacks as they were building it.
But it'd be like if that line never happened in the movie, because that would be erased from the history. But all over the movie, you see these signs up everywhere that say things like, keep America clean, while the blood is dripping from the cracks in the ceiling because you just can't hold it back.
You have to keep America clean.
Oh, no.
Keep America clean.
And they just put all those pictures on the wall, all those smiling pictures, all those smiling faces of men who never did anything wrong, right? Because men in America can never do anything wrong.
Royalty?
All the best people.
But don't get me wrong, it's not just the men. It's also the women, because I came across this sign, tavern keeper and doctor, and I had to look it up. Apparently, this is from Fort Frederica in Georgia, and these are people that lived during the colonial times. You have the ruins of two houses, and they shared a common wall, and on one side was a tavern, and on the other side was a doctor. And it talks about how the guy who lived in the tavern with his wife and his daughter and sons, he was making gun stocks for people. He served in the regiment. He was a town constable. He was considered a good Samaritan. But then you had this doctor who lived on the other side of the wall. He was also a regimental surgeon, an apothecary, and a magistrate for the town. And his wife, Beatrice, was not noted for her hospitality. The sign says, in the house, she threatened to kill the Reverend John Wesley with a pair of scissors and a pistol. Wesley escaped, but only after Mrs. Hawkins shredded the sleeve of his cassock with her teeth. So she attacked a reverend like a rabid dog. But I guess if you go to Fort Frederica in Georgia and try to visit this site, you don't get to learn about that now, because that's denigrating to her, even though she's somebody who apparently attacked someone with scissors and tried to shoot them and tried to eat their sleeve. But you're not allowed to know that, because we can't denigrate her, her poor, poor memory. That would just be too sad for you to know that Dr. Thomas Hawkins' wife was a heinous bitch. I mean, this is so bad. And it's exactly what is described by George Orwell in 1984. It really has become an instruction manual for how they're running our society now. Right here at the end, right here, coming up on the 250th anniversary. And it's not like you could just go look up erasing history to find where this is happening as like a search term. But it is happening. If you start paying attention, it's just coming out in little bits and pieces everywhere. Swaths of things are being erased. Somebody said something about going to Chile, and then I started thinking about how I'd never been to Peru, and they have the Nazca Lines. The Nazca Lines would be really cool to see. And I decided to go look up some stuff on that, and I came across this from last year. Peru's Ministry of Culture is now downsizing the archaeological preserve that contains the Nazca Lines. The archaeological reserve around these ancient geoglyphs was 2,175 square miles, and now they're talking about it only being 1,236 square miles. So they're going to reduce the protection around these ancient geoglyphs that we still don't fully understand, even to this day, what was going on there. They're going to reduce the protection around that by 40%, and not just for any reason, they're going to do it so that land can now be opened up to mining. Peru's former vice minister of the environment told the Associated Press that the reduction doesn't just remove protections, but it's precisely in the locations where extractive activity is expanding. So this is basically going to allow mining operations to happen in the places where the Nazca Lines are. I mean, this is the equivalent of a bunch of brain-dead monkeys getting together and setting the Library of Alexandria on fire so they can cook a Pop-Tart over the flames. That's what that is. That's very much what that is. But that's the kind of stuff that's going on right now. So we can have more technology because we just need more technology because that's been such a boon for humanity, right? That's been such a wonderful thing for us all. That's really made reality and our existence in it just so much better than it ever was. Yeah. This is amazing to me that they're going to basically destroy something so fascinating. It's one of the few great lasting mysteries that we have. And we're going to destroy that for something as terrible as mining. So we can continue to make the cage, the new cage we're going to all put ourselves into as a human race. This is so dumb. I just can't think of another adjective to describe it. I'm so disappointed in the people who are running things being this thoughtless and selfish and greedy. It's just sad. This is just really, you know, I don't know. I probably need to stop, but so I can't just look up erasing history, but I can tell you that randomly now I am just falling across these kinds of stories all over the place. And that is what it is. They're actually just erasing it. And it's a UNESCO World Heritage Site too, just by the way. But I guess that doesn't really matter either. I guess we just have World Heritage Sites, but then bombing them and mining them out of existence is fine. Like, so why even call anything a World Heritage Site when there's not going to be any heritage left because they're destroying it as fast as they can? Just as I was recording this, Wired put out a new article about how new major news outlets all over the place are cutting off the Internet Archive, the Wayback Machine, from archiving their articles. So we just won't even have a record of those things because they will not be in there. USA Today company, which used to be known as Gannett, publishes not only USA Today, but also 200 other media outlets, and they're blocking the Wayback Machine. The Guardian and the New York Times are moving to restrict the Wayback Machine from archiving their stuff. So at the same time that we have search being basically destroyed, they're forcing people to use AI, which hallucinates, aka lies about things. We have this going on. So we're just not even going to have a past to look back into. It just won't be there. So what is even the point of the internet if this is not one of the major points of it? Because wasn't that supposed to be the point? No. The point apparently was to get all of this information in one place, feed it into a computer, and then let the computer control all the information so that we can live in rollerball.
It's embarrassing to misplace things.
Oh, misplace some data?
The whole of the 13th century.
And I just keep playing these movie clips because they just keep being more and more and more relevant.
You heard the question. Answer him.
Negative.
It's not just digital book burning. It's like they want to turn everyone into the Eloy in the H.G. Wells story, The Time Machine.
What's happening?
Just pretty looking surface people whose brains can only ingest short form content every 2 seconds and with no context about anything. Because how do you reset? How do you do a great reset if you have that pesky history hanging around? My point is, though, is we still have cave drawings here from thousands of years ago. They've not been able to completely reset anything. Any of the resets we've ever had have never completely reset everything here. You notice that? They can do whatever they want to try and control all this information in this Orwellian way, but you're not erasing anything. It's all still here. There's nothing new under the sun with this stuff. It's just like we go through these cycles of humanity where the same idiots, hubris-laden, historically illiterate morons rise to power and then think, this time, we're really going to do it this time. We're really going to... It's like, no. I could go out into the West right now and wonder upon native housing structures that are hundreds of years old. So you really didn't do it that time or any of the other times. They haven't done it any of the times. History just keeps coming back out the cracks. You just cannot bury this stuff. You can't rewrite it enough times to make it all go away. We can't keep lying to ourselves about who we are. This is not the way forward. It has never helped us to be dishonest with ourselves and try to dress everything up in some kind of way. It doesn't work. It never has. And spoiler alert, it never will. Ever. I don't know. Is sanity going to come back, you guys? Because can it after this? I hope they're putting these signs somewhere in a closet for when and if we ever have a country again. But yeah, there's a website now. It's called Save Our Signs that's been put up. It's a People's Archive of the National Park Signs, and you can click here on almost any site, and people are turning in pictures. They started turning them in last year, and you can go there if you take pictures of signs, although they've already started taking a bunch down. So, but you can go there and you can put what you find, and people are collecting things. They're scraping the internet to find old things and turning them in as well, so we can try to keep some kind of a history here. But it won't be there when you go there. It took so long for people to even figure out what happened here. It took forever for people, you know, because you had the proto-Smithsonian erasing and things and putting things in storage that no one's ever seen. And you have like narrative that they were enforcing at the detriment of everyone else. I mean, I've read some of these documents from the 1800s. There were a lot of disputes over that history, but it got all narrative folded into one official account. And that's the only thing we're allowed to know. And it took decades and decades for anthropologists and archaeologists to go visit these places and learn about the histories and collect that information just so we could get all the way here to the 21st century, the golden age of us all being made dumber. You know, of having it taken back from us, the truth robbed from us. I mean, we're letting the guy who posts pictures of himself on his own social media account as AI Jesus or whatever this is supposed to be, we're letting that guy tell us about rewriting our history and what the truth is. I mean,
C-SPAN, bringing you democracy unfiltered. President Trump spoke to reporters outside the Oval Office after having McDonald's delivered via the online food ordering service DoorDash. He then took questions from reporters on several topics, including the ongoing conflict with Iran and a recent Truth Social post depicting himself as Jesus, which he denies, saying he thought it depicted him as a doctor.
No one sees a problem with any of this, really. No one sees that this is... I mean, he's over here cosplaying as the Antichrist on social media or whatever the hell this is. And we're supposed to take advice from him about, again, the debate here is not whether or not these things actually happened. These things happened. The debate is, should we talk about that or not? Or should we just hide that from everyone? It's just, it's unconscionably repugnant. And it makes me sick. As an American, I think this is disgusting and stupid. And it's coming from just somebody who, if there is history books written after this at all, will go down in it as one of the worst, if not the worst, president of all time. Sorry, but that's just the truth. You can't come up with a worse one at this point, not after everything that we've just witnessed. It's not possible. And we even have some more time left. So we haven't gotten to the bottom yet. This is bad. I don't even know what else to say. I just thought you should see that this is happening, because this is happening. And it feels like we're in the never-ending story and the nothing is just eating everything now. In fact, I would say that is the best analogy for 2026 that I can come up with. Everyone's just letting these things happen. They're just letting it happen. Everyone's just going along. And I'm wondering how much more will have to happen for people to stop doing that. Because if everyone stopped participating tomorrow in this, if everyone shunned that man like the Amish, and it would take, you know, everyone. But if they did, he'd just be a crazy old guy yelling at a cloud. It just wouldn't even matter. The reason this system continues is because people keep participating. I guess because everyone's so afraid. But at some point, that fear is going to balance to the other side of like, are you more afraid that you have to keep going along? Or are you more afraid of what's going to happen if you keep going along? Because that's how they herd everybody into an even worse reality than this one. And this one's getting pretty damn bad. I don't know anybody right now who is happy, well-adjusted, and can afford to live without worry about what is going to happen to them next week or tomorrow. I don't know anyone who's just chilling it through any of this. Even the people who are usually blissfully ignorant right now are freaking out. So it's going to get pretty much like impossible to ignore. And then some tough decisions are going to have to be made because that's the reality we're in. I love you guys. And I hope things get better. But I think I'm wondering how much worse they're going to have to get before they can. Before people start recognizing this is our country too. And it doesn't have to be completely destroyed at the words of an insane person who is just doing things now. He's just got a list of things and he's just doing them.
I would like to solve the puzzle.
Talk to you soon.